The best talk show in the state of Alabama for the 14th time and counting. WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Talk Alzheimer's as this hits close to home with my mom passing a couple of years ago. I've talked quite a bit about this, and we've actually had the Alzheimer's Association on a little bit earlier this year and talked to them. But this time we talk about College of Pharmacy and Matt with us on, and brings a familiar voice. Dr. Raj Amin joins us as well. And Matt, this is the release that you put out. This is coming up this week, correct?
Correct. So Dr. Raj Amin, he's a professor in our Department of Drug Discovery and Development. He's doing a program with the State Alzheimer's Association where they're traveling around the state for their research roadshow, showcasing research that's going on in the state of Alabama related to Alzheimer's. And on Wednesday, 6:30, in the Walker Building, which is the Harrison College of Pharmacy building on campus, at room 1118, Dr. Amin and some others will give a presentation talking about novel concepts related to Alzheimer's research.
Dr. Amin, we discussed this a little bit last year. This, as I said, hits close to home with me and my mom, and even, of course, my grandmother. She didn't get diagnosed until she was 93, so I wouldn't say that she was too sad about that just because she was 93. She had a great life, but my mom, it hit her early. I mean, she was diagnosed in her 60s and passed by the time she hit 70. So this is something that you have come on and talked about before, and I guess my question is as far as your presentation and what you'll be bringing to the table on Wednesday, what is it?
Yeah, so we have three different groups that will be speaking. The first are the undergrads, and they're from COSAM and from other regions of our college. And they're going to be talking in about screening programs for diagnosis of many of the seniors, which go under, you know, they don't even know that they're actually
correct,
undergoing this program. So early screening is really advantageous. And this fits in with the BOLD program, which KIV has gotten through the CDC. And so this program with the Alzheimer's Association, as well as the two different other programs, they all fit into this BOLD program. Mm-hmm. And so it's a really important mission by the state to really help screen and diagnose people earlier so they get proper intervention. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to have Christine Griffith from the vet school.
Yep.
And I thought this year what we would do is we'd kind of go across the university now and inviting speakers from different areas. And she's doing a great program with some of her new compounds, which are helping in people who have clock proteins or, in the brain. Reverb is one of her big compounds that she's really hitting with NIH. Mm-hmm. So she's working on that. And then I'm going to come in with some of our compounds that we're working with. And the great thing is that both of us have been supported by NIH for advancement, and so we're really pushing the envelope to bring these as quickly as possible to the market.
Mm.
So
you and I have we discussed this last time, and this is your life. This is what you're looking at every day with students that are on hand as and they move on and they either continue to either do research with you or somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, this hits close to home for you as well.
Yeah, I tell my students and I tell my postdoc, hey, we better work hard because I'm going to need some and put in my coffee in the morning so I'll recognize you 10 years from now.
it is. I mean, it's something that and that's you and I have talked about. The early detection, that was one thing that went unnoticed with my mother. I mean, it was almost like it seemed, I mean, the detection came from us. We're like, hey, something's not right. Yeah. And then very quickly it was, excuse me, she didn't recognize me. She didn't recognize my sister. She didn't, she knew that my father was supposed to be there, but wasn't real sure who he was. And that was my question. I was like, why could we have not seen this earlier, detected it earlier, and possibly treated it? Because treatments and preventative stuff has just come so much further in the last, I'd say, 10 years than what it was 25 years ago.
Yeah. You know, the new monoclonal antibody drugs that are available by Lilly and several other companies, Biogen, they're doing tremendous things. They're still looking at small molecules because those don't work for everybody.
Mm.
And so these small molecules is kind of like what we're trying to do. We're the only group in the entire state that has from basic drug design using AI and things like that in silico modeling, and then making those, synthesizing, testing them, and then UAB and places like that, which then can do the translational type research. But in the state, we're really the guys who are thinking of these small molecules now. So,
Matt, you said Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, Auburn, is that right?
Correct. It starts today. So they're doing the roadshow throughout the state, stops in Tuscaloosa, Birmingham, and Auburn. Auburn on Wednesday, 6:30.
What sets you apart as far as what you guys will be discussing as opposed to what they're going to be discussing in Tuscaloosa and Birmingham?
Right. So in Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, they're going to be talking more about intervention programs as well as screening and how to diagnose these patients. In our case, we're going to be talking a little bit more about how the undergrads are screening and programs around our area. So if you have an elderly loved one, you know, and you're kind of wondering about it, we have, like, at the Boykin Center here, several other, Lafayette, a lot of other places where these students are screening the patients and seeing, you know, hey, how are they doing? We're then transitioned to, hey, early drug discovery is what we're doing right now, and how are we helping to progress that? We have one drug which will be going to the FDA in probably the next year or two. So that'll be coming up real quick, and other compounds or drugs that are coming up in the market. And so we'll be discussing all of these new drugs. One of the things is that a lot of people have asked me, hey, I can't make it out that night, but Matt and I, and what they've done is they've set up a link so you could actually watch it online.
Okay. And we'll get to that momentarily. Can I take a break, Matt? Is that all right? Matt Crouch with us, is Dr. Raj Amin with us as well. As we're talking Alzheimer's, we're talking about the program that's going to be coming through on the 4th. June's already here, so that's what we're talking about. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station.
Opelika Mayor Gary Fuller's favorite AM signal.
News Talk, WANI.
The longest continuously running radio station in the state of Alabama.
WANI. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. As we are talking about a program that's going to be taking place on the 4th, Alzheimer's Research Roadshow, going to be coming to Auburn. Tuscaloosa and Birmingham is where they also are heading. Dr. Amin had mentioned just a moment ago that you'd be able to watch online. Matt, how are they going to be able to do that? They're going to, we're going to find that out during the presentation, or there'll be a link sent out, or how will that be?
No, so there's obviously you can show up in person, 6:30 Wednesday, room 1118 in the College of Pharmacy's Walker Building on campus. If you can't make it and you would prefer to watch online, they have something set up through Zoom, and you can go to aub.ie, so it's one of the Auburn University AUBI links, aub.ie/roadshow, and then that'll bring up a form where you can sign up for a notification from Zoom to log in and watch and participate.
And Dr. Amin said the one reason they want you to sign up so they'll know who all is participating and how many people are on there, so that way we know who's going to be watching. Dr. Amin, when students come through the program, is this something they kind of calls to them, or how do they get involved in this? I know this is what you do every day, but people think College of Pharmacy, they may be thinking, hey, they're going to be counting pills behind a counter and not doing Alzheimer's research.
Yeah, so our department is the Department of Drug Discovery and Development. And so we have many people who are collaborating. And so our department is like a biotech. We have people who synthesize the drugs. We have others who are doing pharmacology. And then we have some others who could actually study, hey, you know, we call it pharmacokinetics, where we could actually, hey, it's in the brain. How do we design it better so it get into the brain? And so it's very much like a biotech. I was a postdoc at Pfizer, and it was exactly like this. Our new building is beautiful. It's probably one of the best buildings on campus for research. People come through there, they're like, wow, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Because it's designed in that manner for development of drugs and Alzheimer's. Is really a area where there are no cures, right? And so constantly we're developing new drugs and helping to see where we could go. the thing is, there are different mutations in people. They have different ethnicities and things like that. Mm-hmm. So there are always new drugs needed.
It is a weird disease. It's something that everybody has been touched by one way or another. And you're right. I mean, that's the thing, is that the answer you get from doctors when you ask is they go, "We don't know." And that's what you guys are there to do, to try to build compounds that could help realize that.
Yeah, they have NIH and a lot of the drug companies now have these biomarkers. Mm-hmm. And biomarkers at the last Alzheimer's Association meeting was the big thing. How can we trace people? How do we know that they're actually developing more Alzheimer's, or it's progressing from mild cognitive impairment to sporadic, right? Mm-hmm. And so looking in people's blood for these biomarkers is the way. And if we give them a therapeutic, is it helping them? So these biomarkers are decreasing. So we know that, hey, these are working. So these are things that we're working with to understand better. Do we change these biomarker levels and things like that? So it's a very, very, I guess it would be rewarding if we could really help people.
Yeah, no doubt whatsoever. So the who, what, when, where, and why, Matt, is going to be this Thursday the 4th.
Or Wednesday,
excuse me, Wednesday the 4th. See, there I am getting all, it could be affecting me. AUB.ie/roadshow is the place that you can find that as well. It's going to begin at 6:30?
Correct. So 6:30, room 1118 in the College of Pharmacy's Walker Building. And because it's after 5, you don't have to worry about campus parking or any of that business. You can just come on to War Eagle Way. We're parking right there between the College of Business, College of Engineering, and Pharmacy. All right there.
Love it. Auburn Opelika this morning, your news, talk, and information station, Fox News, coming up next.